Look almost anywhere in Alaska and you'll see Ted Stevens' fingerprints. The results of his earmarks, appropriations, and legislation dot the landscape, from hospitals to harbors to highways. Then there's the major institutions named in his honor. The state's largest airport, Ted Stevens International in Anchorage. Stevens also has a brand new federal research lab in Juneau and an endowed chair at the University of Alaska Fairbanks named after him. Chip Lendy owns a hardware store in the small town of Haines.
You know, we call him Uncle Ted, and he I think for most Alaskans, he is kind of perceived as family, as that uncle, and it's akin to someone you've known a long time to get into serious trouble. And do you like him any less? No.
For more than three decades, Alaskan voters have returned Stevens to the Senate by landslide margins, with at least 67% of the vote. But this election, some Alaskans are liking Uncle Ted a bit less. Craig Demert of Ketchikan says he voted for Stevens the past three or four times, but not anymore.
I think he broke a lot of people's trust in him. There's a lot of people that were depending on him for a long time there. Just kind of sad the way it went. I don't think anybody would ever trust him again.
Barbara Lairmont was wearing an Obama pin when I caught up with her in Juneau, where she supervises probation officers. She says she's appalled Alaska has become synonymous with corruption.
I'm sad because I think Stevens has done some good things for the state, and I wish he had retired with honor 5 or 10 years ago. You know, if we reelect him, I just can't imagine what we will look like on the national scene.
Stevens' conviction has deepened some Alaskans' general distrust of elected officials. Crab fisherman Taria Kaviji is standing next to his boat in Unalaska. That's the fishing hub in the remote Aleutian Islands.
Probably he's one of the first ones to get caught. Not at all the first one to do it.
Even before his trial began, Stevens was in the race of his life against Anchorage Mayor Mark Begich. Stevens says he'll appeal his conviction. Political observers expect the 84-year-old senator to campaign hard in the coming week until the election. But they say Stevens now has an uphill battle. Larry Pursley is a former staffer for Governor Sarah Palin and a longtime Alaska journalist.
As much as people realize Senator Stevens has done a lot of good for Alaska, arrogance came out in that trial. Certainly seven convictions on felony charges came out in that trial. I think that's going to be too much to overlook, and I think there's enough people who had been undecided or waiting for the verdict. They're going to move over, and I think that will be the end of Senator Stevens' career.
Perhaps one bit of good news for Ted Stevens. A number of Alaskan voters said they'd already voted in early voting by the time Stevens' guilty verdict came down. Jessica Wolf is one of them. She's from the fishing town of Kodiak. She says the charges against Stevens weren't that serious, so she doesn't regret casting her vote for him.
$250,000 over a lifetime is nothing. I figure they're stealing that much more every day in Washington.
Ted Stevens is expected to return to Alaska this week to continue his reelection campaign. He's scheduled to debate his Democratic opponent, Mark Begich, on Thursday. For NPR News, I'm John Ryan in Juneau, Alaska.